Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Ba-dunk-a-dunk.
But a boom, but a bang, but a wow, 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 and a bow, wow, wow, and a, oh, I'm not going to sing that song because that would like, that would be like, controversial like things. And it's like, I don't think we're going to go there because I'm going to be in a random mood because I'm like really, really, really tired. So I'm going to hype myself and all this other stuff. And I'm going to see how fast I can go, how far I can go, how last I can go, how can I go. And I'm going to go, and I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to find squirrels. Hi, EW.
They got my nuts.
Why?
I don't know. Dead sea squirrels.
Oh, no, 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 no. We revived those.
Oh, okay. So now they're live sea squirrels?
No.
No?
Now it's a live sea. No dead squirrels.
Ah!
Ooh, I got to change the Facebook thing because otherwise I'm going to keep getting noise. I don't want that noise. Go over there. But... can they hear me in the chat room?
Well, they should.
I don't know. Oh, wait. Something about a reputation. I don't know. Do it. Tell me, people. Can you hear us in the chat room? I should probably someday test to see how long I can hold my breath underwater. But I don't swim, so I don't care. No, I think I won't. Because I know there's the whole pressure thing and whatever. It's like it really combines on that. It's like makes it a problem. So... let's see. Does anybody respond? Does anybody... Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. I'd watch that. I did watch that. Wait a sec. I know that movie. It's from the 60s.
Oh, that is a movie?
Yeah, Frankie Avalon.
Several pauses of no sound, but no zombie yet. What?
That sounds like a technical glitch in the electric side of the world, sir.
Do we have to do a musical moment?
I'm still recording.
Yeah, but that means they're not hearing you, sir.
So what do you have to do? Do you have to, like, hit a button?
I will tell you what I have to do here in just a quick second. Bear with me. And okay. I had to look for something.
Look for the button with the stick and hit the stick. I'm going to keep rambling on because that's what I do. Type person. What? We got to redo that?
Sadly, yes.
Oh, man.
Tell me about it.
Okay.
Wait, let me check something else.
Yeah, check that something else first, because you usually always say there's a problem. Hey, I can't hear the music, but then you hit a thing, and then it comes on, and then it's good.
Well, no, it says it's working, so, yeah.
Okay,
sadly.
Because I don't think it's what you typed, because my recorder's picking it up. My recorder's picking you up, so it's not the audio connection. Oh,
but
Mark says he hears us.
But your recorder didn't pick up
Mark says he hears us just fine.
But your recorder didn't pick up the music.
That's because there was no music that I heard.
But I heard music.
That's fine. That's because you heard the music processing out through your computer. Your computer's processing the audio out to the chat displayer type thingy, because I'm not pushing the audio out that way. You are.
Uh-huh.
So
well,
the audio
I have
is coming
an idea
out your stream.
How I'm going to start resolving that very soon.
Okay.
It will mean on payday, I might actually have that cable.
Duh.
If I have that cable, I might have that resolution.
Keenan says you can hear us.
Okay.
We are recording live in the After Rot Studios of Doom!
Squirrel. Over there.
I saw a lot of squirrels in the last few days.
I have not. Actually, you know what? That's kind of funny you saying that. I have not seen a squirrel in this area yet.
Well, you never had any freaking winter, so what the hell?
Yeah, but that they didn't have to mess with their nuts.
I can tell you where they can put their nuts.
Boy, that just did not go the way.
In a bowl! Preferably not one near me, because I don't like nuts.
Do you know how bad the nuts are in a bar?
Actually, have you ever been to Five Guys Burger?
I've heard of it, but
okay.
I don't think they have one here.
Oh, okay. I don't know where they are. They started coming up here recently. And I swear to God, I just saw somebody type into the chat room, Satan's Cheeseburger, and it's like, I want a cheeseburger now.
I don't know if I'd want one of those that you mentioned, but...
Well, you, and you probably would, because you like the hot food crap. I'm not so much on that.
See, the problem with the hot food crap is I don't mind the hot food.
I don't like the hot food. I'm going to say it right
there,
flat out.
It's the heartburn that I don't like.
I don't like the heartburn. Okay, I can deal. I can go with where you are on that one. It's more the butt burn. I'm not so much a fan of.
Yeah,
and the esophageal burn when it comes out the other way because, oh, well, most of that hot food shit just goes in and then wants to come right back out.
Well, if it's too hot, yes, that's a natural reaction in your body. I don't go that hot.
Mild hot is an inclination towards my body to get the hell out of me! Because I'm not so much into the hot, spicy stuff food. Garlic is about as much spice as I put on any kind of food.
Do you drink hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate, yes.
And do you know how hot chocolate got its name?
Cocoa.
No. Montezuma actually used to put in chili peppers into it, which actually gave it its red coloring. And
hot chocolate's not red.
It used to be.
No, it never was.
Yes.
No. It is brown. And that's all there is to it?
I'm hearing things.
I'm not hearing anything. What?
I don't know. Well, Keenan says I'm
You're apparently hearing things because you're crazy.
I'm hearing zombies talk.
Crazy like a Texas person. I got a question for you because you are in Texas, right?
Yes.
And I would ask this of Larry if he was here too. But... I once was a discussion panel about zombies, because it was a lot of us were zombie authors, and we were talking about zombies. What a surprise. It was a zombie convention. Ooh. And the question was, do you think that societal groups would be surviving well as a group as a result of zombie apocalypse? And my answer to that was no. Y'all dead. Y'all going to die. Y'all going to hit it. You're all going to do whatever. And it's not because of the simple things like, oh, well, we got a lot of guns and a lot of bullets. That's not it. It's the social interaction method that's always going to say, y'all going to get messed up because somebody's going to be fighting over something and somebody's going to do something. It's like, that's it. End of story. But one of the authors on the panel said, yeah, I'm in Texas. We got no problem. We got all the guns, all the bullets. We shoot them all. Until you run out of bullets. We'll never run out of bullets. What do you mean you'll never run out of bullets? How many bullets are you going to carry walking around? A clip or two, a magazine or two, whatever the combination of bullet storage medium for whatever particular weapon you're carrying. You're going to die. You're all going to die. Ain't no surviving a zombie apocalypse. So, that being the question, do you believe that in Texas as well?
What, that they have guns and that's the way they're going to survive?
No, that by being in Texas, that means everybody there's got guns, they've got lots of ammo, and they've got lots of guns, and they'll be fine.
I've heard the same crap about Tennessee. You know, Tennessee talks about how they're so much better because they have guns. You know what? Every state has guns. I don't think it really makes much of a difference. However, I would say that we do have more military bases that you would maybe say Texas would survive a little bit longer because we have the military. But then again, I could see that being a downfall as well because as they start to turn, we're screwed.
This is what I'm saying. Every social grouping or whatever you want to get into is always going to have somebody's like, this is messed up, man. This is messed up. I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this. Pow! And then they kill the wrong person, and the zombies get him. Mm-hmm. Always. Always, 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 always. Point to me to an environment in which it does not happen. And I will point to you to an environment that's going to happen soon.
Well, the only place I would say it would be safe from zombies is a desert island.
Nope.
How? Why?
It really all depends on how the zombie infection occurs.
Well, that's true.
If we are talking a transmissible disease, guess what? It can be transmitted on, say, I don't know, rats. Rats made it across the oceans. Rats are not indigenous to North America. They came from Europe.
Hmm.
Okay. Bunnies were not indigenous to Australia or something like that, if I remember correctly. There's a bunch of these different creatures or whatever that have been introduced into environments. Now, the bunnies, I believe, were deliberately introduced into Australia, and it was a bad idea. But rats were never deliberately introduced anywhere. They came over on the boats. Just like other diseases like smallpox and whatever killed out a whole bunch of the Native Americans at that time when the French and the English were coming across. It happens. It transmits. There is no getting around that. Now, if you were to be living in a biodome, who's the weasel? Sorry. It's really creepy, myself. Cheesy, bad movie. I remember it, but it's every time I think of a biodome, that's what I think of. If you had a contained biodome type thing, you could potentially keep diseases out. Okay? But then you fall prey to the social dichotomy. Mankind is one nasty mutter trucker of a bad kind of beast.
Mm-hmm.
No matter, when you get more than two people in a group, somebody's going to have a problem with something. Eventually. Always. Always, always, always.
Right.
Bigfoot came from Mexico with other immigrants? Okay. I ain't going there. But keeping that shit on the real. 210 rounds in a typical battle. Okay, Jack would actually know a little bit about that, so that's cool. But again, that means you can get 200 zombie guys. What happens if there's 1,000? You're dead.
Well, how many? Well, let's think here. How many zombies would get taken out by a grenade?
Two.
You think?
Because the rest of them keep crawling.
But well,
their bits may be blown off the bottom half, but they're still gonna keep it crawling.
Yeah. Okay. I can see parts of those happening, but
the only way you can be sure is nuke.
Yeah, and see, and even at that, that's a little more dangerous too, because then you're taking out people who are alive too.
Got to take out the good with the bad. Well, you know what I mean. It's like, I don't think that no matter what, because the guys in the chat room now are saying, "Hey, this state will last, and that will stay." And it's like, I don't think it matters really. I think they're all gonna suffer poorly. I think areas that have lots of open forest land or whatever probably survive better, simply because if you can't see them coming, you can hide from them. I think Texas will fare poorly because it's all open land.
No.
Not all open land, sorry. It's all of the civilized areas is mainly open area.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all flat land.
See, now, there was, what was it? I think it was a CDC thing that came out. I can't remember.
Yes.
There was something that came out that said that if you were actually able to, take residence in upper story areas, that you would survive.
Mm-hmm.
That zombies really can't climb.
That's true, but how do you get food?
Well, you would have to come back down eventually.
That's right. And you saw the movie 28 Days Later, right?
Uh-huh.
So you can survive for a while in that environment. Eventually, you're going to slip up and make a mistake. And this is the thing. I mean, the whole zombie apocalypse is a statistical thing. No matter how many odds you throw at things, the statistics favor the house, and the house is the zombies.
Okay, I gotta say this, though, because
I'm using the Vegas rules.
I thought this was hilarious, too, though. You know, somebody had asked a minister, a very prominent minister, when do you think the end times are going to happen? This was his answer.
Matt Robertson? Thursday.
No, it was actually... God, and he has a church here, and I can't think of his name now.
Move on, though. Don't say his name.
John Hagee.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's very well known for, you know, kind of being on TV screaming and, yeah, what, anyways.
Oh, white hair? Glasses?
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him and in the comment. Thursday. It's going to be Thursday.
Well, actually, his comment was like, funny, because I just did not expect that to come from a minister. But he says, I think we've been in the end times. I think it started 2,000 years ago. Okay.
That's a good answer. I like that one.
It's probably the best answer I've heard yet.
We started ending time 2,000 years ago. The rest of this is just the continuing ending times two.
Exactly.
But we're going to pass away now on that, because that's just getting into that whole, hey, man, take a drink of the lemonade.
You want the Kool-Aid.
No.
The Kool-Aid.
I don't want no Kool-Aid.
No? Why not? You like the Kool-Aid man? Nope. Oh, yeah.
Nope. I am not like the Kool-Aid man. I am more like the sugar daddy. Give me some sugar. I want some sugar.
What was the name of that guy in... Oh, God, I forgot the name of the movie.
Dead Red?
It was more of a comedy-type zombie movie.
There's a few of those.
Yeah, but this guy is famous for being in B-films. He was in the... in that TV series that I was always talking to you about, Burn Notice.
I never seen Burn Notice.
Ah.
You're going to have to provide a little bit more on the specificity here.
You're going to make me look it up.
Well, if you're going to start a comment statement about, oh, that guy that's always on that thing, is like, yeah, I'm going to make you look it up.
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell. Oh, dude, how could you forget Bruce Campbell's name? He's in Burn Notice?
Yeah, he's actually one of the main characters in Burn Notice.
I have to start watching it now.
From beginning to end. And in fact, he actually goes by... He does a couple of names. Let me see. Let me go back here.
Oh, Bruce Campbell's been in a ton of stuff.
Well, yeah, but...
And a lot of it I've watched.
I love watching him. He was just recently... It was hilarious. He was just recently in Psych.
Psych!
It was his role was perfect.
Okay. Have you ever seen the movie
Army of Darkness? That's what I was thinking.
Dude, how can you forget? That's my favorite freaking movie.
Well, that's why I figured you were going to be able to tell me it.
Well, you can't tell me it's like that guy. It's like, okay, that guy, there's
guy,
$3 billion, that guy's.
Yeah, that guy. Anyway. Hey, I did not know he was the Winky Gatekeeper in Oz the Great and Powerful.
Yeah, he was.
Huh.
Yep, my favorite movie from him is, besides Army of Darkness, is They Call Me Bruce, where he plays himself.
Right.
Fighting against the Chinese god of bean, curd, and war.
Okay, that one I did not know.
Yes, this is the one that you want to watch. This is his movie. He made this movie, he wrote it, he directed it, he produced it, he starred in it. Okay? So it's all him. The entire movie is filmed on his 70-acre ranch up in the middle of wherever the hell it was. And there's this little town that they built on his ranch, and they blowed it up at some point.
And
I don't know what you commented there, but
it's a note from me.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what that means. Huh.
Note for self.
Huh. Okay. Moving on. Yes, so that movie's about him being kidnapped by this small town trying to get rid of the Chinese god of war and bean curd, because they suddenly somehow released it, and they all think that he's basically the characters he plays in the movie. It's like, I'm just an actor, man. I don't know shit about shit. I'm an actor. I can pretend. And then they go and have this big final cutoff. It's like, it's cool.
Yeah, he's... I'll tell you what, even for... You know, he was younger when he did Army of Darkness and stuff, and everybody loved him there. But as he progresses into his current films and so forth and TV series, he's still great. I mean, he's still an awesome actor.
He's a very specific kind of actor. If you want to have him in an A-list production, you are looking for him to be a character actor of The Odd Fellow. If he's in a B-movie, you can have him do anything, and he'll ham it up. He is a ham. Every single movie he's in, he's the ham.
Oh, yeah.
And I love everything I've ever seen him in. Things like The Man with the Screaming Brain. Ever seen the movie Congo?
Congo, yeah.
He's in the first 5 minutes of that.
I don't remember him in The Man with Two Brains.
The Man with the Screaming Brain.
Oh, Keenan put Man with Two Brains. I thought that was Steve Martin movie.
Yes, that is a Steve Martin movie.
I remember him being in that one.
He's not in The Man with Two Brains. He's in The Man with the Screaming Brain.
Yeah, okay.
He was never in The Man with Two Brains. Hey, wait a sec. He was in Duck Dodgers. He played the voice of Pork Pigler. Oh, and of course, Bubba Hotep. Awesome movie. Love that movie.
Bubba Hotep.
You've never seen Bubba Hotep?
I can't
see. Good Lord, Matt.
I have, but then again, you got to remember I've seen so many movies and my memory for names are just like...
Dude!
I do remember him in Xena Warrior Princess, but I don't think I was really paying attention to him in there.
Yeah. Well, no, not generally speaking. I mean, you're all paying attention to Gabrielle. Wait, no, I'm paying attention to Gabrielle. Everybody else is looking at Lucy Liu and saying, la 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 la!
I was watching both.
Yeah, right. Yes, Campbell played Autolycus, the Prince of Thieves, and he was always the bumbling idiot in the show. Yes. He was funny, though. I enjoyed him in that. He's got a very large credits list. But I love him in Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Maniac Cop, Shemp Eats the Moon. I didn't see that one, Maniac Cop 2, Dark Man. Oh, yeah, great in Dark Man. Army of Darkness, yeah. Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., The Quick and the Dead, The Demolitionist. Oh, that's right. Holy crap.
Wait, The Quick and the Dead, not the one with...
Yes. His scene was deleted, according to this.
Oh, you're kidding me. I knew that. I know that movie back and forth. And I'm like,
The Quick and the Dead is the one with Sharon Stone in it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I just... What? So...
Yeah, and what else here? Tornado, I didn't see that one. Escape from L.A., blah. Weird... No. He was in Weird Science. I'm going to have to watch that now. Weird Science.
TV series.
Oh, crap. I never even saw the TV series. Okay, screw that. What else we got here? Time Cop. Yeah. X-Files. Yeah. Dust Till Dawn 2.
Navy. That was good.
Who?
McHale's Navy.
That movie blew.
Yeah, it was good. It had him in it. It was, you know.
Jack of All Trades. Fun show. Bad, but it was fun show.
Wait, he was in the X-Files?
Yeah, one episode.
Now I have to go back and watch that episode.
You have to check out Bubba Hotep. I don't care what else you watch. Bubba Hotep is a movie worth watching. Sorry, I'm commenting on something that somebody said in the chat room. Bubba Hotep starts with the premise of Elvis Presley. All right? You know who the king is, right?
Right.
Well, at a point in his life, he decided, I'm not so cool with what's going on in my life. I want to change. So he finds the best Elvis impersonator out there and hires him to take over his life. And he's going to like go over here and live in a trailer park because he's just going to be a southern boy and just do all the stuff that he normally would and has always wanted to do and just be cool. And then Elvis ends up dying. Wait, no, not the real Elvis. That was the fake Elvis impersonator died.
Ah.
Elvis is now stuck on a trailer park with no money, and then his trailer blows up. And then he ends up... Oh, yes, actually... Sorry, I had to comment on that. So Elvis ends up in an old folks' home, and he's old. He's like old. Crinkly old. Old and kind of almost like dead old. Like can't get up out of bed because it's like old. It is a gross little movie. But it's fun. Because then they find out that there was a mummy who kind of... In a transport truck that was transporting a mummy to a museum showing. And the truck went out of control. And then the corpse of the mummy kind of floated into the old folks' home, and now the mummy is sucking the souls out of the old people.
Interesting.
And then fun begins! Bubba Hotep is a totally worthwhile watching movie. If you like anything that Bruce Campbell has done, you will like Bubba Hotep. Right, Jack? Jack. And Keenan, I'm sure you've seen it as well. And Bones, I'm pretty sure you've probably seen it too.
I forgot he was the announcer in Spider-Man.
He was the announcer in Spider-Man, and he was the snooty usher in Spider-Man 2. Remembering that the Raimi clique is anytime that Sam Raimi has a movie, Bruce Campbell and his brother Ted Raimi will have an appearance in there.
Huh.
Every single movie. Oh yeah, Alien Apocalypse, I did that one too. Sky High, yeah, I remember that one. Aqua Teen, I don't care. Scanning through the rest of these movies. It's like, whatever. Ooh. How the hell did he have an uncredited Ash appearance in the Evil Dead remake of 2013?
I was looking at that too.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
I will have to do some looking earlier, later, sooner, sometime. Doom, 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 doom. But, you know what time it is?
But I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Intermezzo time.
Well, here it is.
Bomb the living bejeepers out of those forces.
I don't know if you know that band, but that's a band I happen to really like called KMFDM, because They're KMFDM. They have issues with Depeche Mode. Well, not really, but the kind of maybe, I don't know, but really. Who knows for sure, really? Right? Okay, so now we're going to talk about some very favorite things that I normally like to talk about in this show at some point through the show, but I like to try and do it random, like either in the first half of the show or the second half of the show, maybe in the middle half of the show or the like warmer show of the half of the show. I don't know. I just make things up because I'm zombie and I'm tired. I watched 2 movies this weekend.
Uh-huh.
You're never going to guess which movies I watched this weekend.
Go for it.
You're never, ever, 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 ever going to guess.
That's why I'm saying go for it.
Okay. So the first one I watched was, well, if they hadn't named it this, I probably would have enjoyed it more. But because they made it as a reboot, reissue, remake, redo, hey, we want to take more of your money because we think you guys are all saps, movie.
Okay.
Have you guessed it yet? Have you guessed it yet? Have you guessed it yet?
No.
Come on, what's the biggest, lamest remake they've done so far this year?
You have to remind me.
You've got 10 seconds to comply. Drop your weapon.
Oh, yeah. RoboCop.
So, they have a bunch of good homages to the original movie in the movie. That Ed 209 scene, something equivalent to that is in there. Drop your weapon. You have 10 seconds to comply. That is in there. The fact that they had the Ed 209s were awesome. Like, those were cool. Visually, great-looking movie. Pretty. Sparkly, shiny. Look at the special effects. Ooh. But I hate the fact that there's so many of these movies being dependent on special effects. Come on, let's go with some story. Now, this movie had, on its own, a half-decent story. I mean, it was a worthwhile watching movie. On its own, as I said, it was a not bad movie. It was a fine sci-fi movie. It's a good story. You got emotional attachment. You've got people doing things. You've got characters with stuff. You got people with desires to accomplish things. You got good guys. You got bad guys. You got social politics, commentary, all that stuff. But they called it RoboCop, and they made it look different. Wankers.
Okay.
Wankers. Bunch of wankers. That's what I'm calling them on that. And like I said, if this movie had been called Shiny Cop, I probably would have enjoyed it a lot more.
Because it was far from RoboCop?
Yeah, it was pretty far from RoboCop. A lot of components that's like, oh yeah, I saw that what you did there. I didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so in the original RoboCop, he's a cop.
Right.
In the new RoboCop, he's a cop.
Okay.
In the original RoboCop, he dies because of gangland interference, yada, yada, yada. So he gets blowed up, and he dies.
Right.
He flat out dies because of whatever. And because OCP is a, oh, I don't know, it's a bad organization of super mega, hey, we own things, they just basically took over his body and threw it in a machine. Because, like, hey, we think we can marry this with a machine and make a better cop. Cool. But the cop was dead. The guy who played the guy, dead. Dead, 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 and dead. Alright?
Okay, I got it. He must be dead.
He was dead. Deader than a doornail, deader than a doorknob, dead as dead can deadly be. So basically, they're just using the organic parts and throwing it together.
Uh-huh.
So, what they do, and what happens is, eventually, the organic bits start to reassert themselves and start reliving and becoming back together and remembering things, and the brain starts to reshooting. It's like, hey, I remember stuff. What the hell? And then that's the story of how do you become the man in the machine as opposed to being a part of the machine in the man of the machine in the man.
Interesting.
Okay, but the premise that they started with in the RoboCop new movie is it's all about the man in the machine. It's not about how does the man become a man again in the machine. It's all about we want a man in a machine, and that's all we want. So he doesn't die in this movie. 3/4 of his body is destroyed, made irreparable as a part of a terrorist attack. lame that they had to resort to America's fears of terrorists to be the part component of the movie to do this. And then what they do is they save his face and his brain and his lungs and one hand.
And one hand?
And one hand.
So what's in the other hand?
Oh, no, it's metallic. The rest of him is all metallic, all robot. Everything else is robot, except for that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so cool looking, but really not what I expected in Judge Robot Cop.
Yeah.
Now, he's fully got his memories, everything else. He's got everything, and he's going through this emotionals. Dudes, man, this is uncool, I'll kill him, let me die! And that's fine. I that was okay. But it's just, they started out with the cool outfit of the big RoboCop and said, no, we don't like that. It's marketing, man. It's like, chill. It's like, make it black. Make it sleek. And then that's, you get this whole sleek thing coming through. And I didn't think there was any soul in the movie.
Black is so becoming of you.
No, I liked the black. I liked the black outfit. I liked how it looked. But it wasn't meeting up to what my expectations were of RoboCop. I really watched this movie and thought it was like, there's really no soul in this movie. It's not a spiritual journey of reawakening and reconnecting with stuff. The whole attempt that they tried to make in this movie was, okay, so the doctor, in order to fulfill the fat cat, money man, evil empire guy, started cutting out bits of his brain so that he wouldn't have a connection to any emotional situations. They dropped his dopamine levels. Ooh, look, they used fancy expressions in the movie to say the chemicals in the brain. Wait, he doesn't have anything much more except the brain. So they dropped it down to 2%, so it's like he basically was nothing better than a robot. And yet he somehow reconnects with all that and artificially reinserts back all that dopamine levels to become human again. It was a stretch.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
They used that line. That was in there. See, most of the key elements from the original RoboCop movie, they put in, they just changed it. As like, okay, well, if you were going to do that, why didn't you just make it the way RoboCop was and make it a slicker version? They could have made a really slick RoboCop movie, but instead they wanted to make their own kind of RoboCop movie. I'm not annoyed that it wasn't a zombie movie. I'm just annoyed that it was like, it didn't have any soul to it, Jack. No soul!
Yeah, I can see why that would be disappointing.
However, I did watch a movie that I really liked.
Oh?
You're going to love this one.
Okay.
And if you haven't heard of it, you haven't seen anything about it, you're going to have to Google up and watch the trailer. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Have I given you enough EW lead on yet?
Yep, go for it.
Knights of Badassdom.
I like the title.
Dude, this movie is freaking hilarious. Peter Dinklage, the short fellow in Game of Thrones.
Okay, I don't watch it, but okay.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody else in the chat room will know who it is now. Him. Summer Glau. She's got a +5 ass. That's a line in the movie. This movie is a comedy. So basically speaking, it's a bunch of stoners who are LARPers. They go out and they play live-action role-playing in the woods. There's a whole bunch of them. They've got this whole medieval setup going on. It's like, yeah, we've got a big battle going on. Yeah, we've got these guys over here. You've got to survive a quest and do all this stuff, and then you can come over here and we can do all of this stuff and blah, 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 and whatever. But wouldn't you know it, Dude Face, when he's doing his thing, he raises an actual demon from hell. Who goes around killing everyone. And it's up to our intrepid band of LARPers to save the day! Dun-dun-dun-dun! It's funny as hell. Good movie, full of yucks. The acting was pretty good.
Randy wants to know the name of the movie again.
And that's why I'm typing it into the chat room. It's called The Knights of Badassdom.
Interesting. Well, I got you beat. I watched 3 movies this week.
Well, aren't you la-di-da?
I am.
Any good?
One of them I told you I was going to watch.
Uh-oh.
Which is Heaven is for Real. And it is
I don't know that movie.
It's based on a book. It's about a boy who apparently the way it is he actually his appendix ruptured. And I don't remember that from the book, but apparently that is right. I had to go back and read the book. His appendix ruptured, and they had to take him in for surgery. And during the time he was in surgery, he had a near-death experience. So people
okay, it looks like it's getting a lot of critical accommodation, and that means I probably won't watch it.
You might not. It might not be your type of movie, but for those who do like some, like, you know, interesting movies like that, that is for them. Then I will say that I liked it. I was impressed. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Now, the next one I watched called Empire State. Now, the reason this drew my attention was because it had Dwayne Johnson, you know, a.k.a. The Rock, and Liam Hemsworth, the brother.
Oh, that one.
The brother.
Seriously.
Or, yeah. It was horrible, dude.
Yeah, no, I saw a trailer for that. It's like, there's no way I was watching that movie.
It was just crappy, the crappity crap, crap, crap.
Was it crap?
It was crap.
It had Emma Roberts in it.
Yeah, you only
I don't really care. She doesn't really...
Yeah, it wasn't worth it, dude. It was just... Yeah, horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Next on the list, The Family. Again, one of these ones that... Come on, you got some names in there. This is going to be awesome.
Robert De Niro and Pfeiffer?
And Tommy Lee Jones.
Wait a sec. Wait a sec, wait a sec. No, I didn't see any of this.
Yeah, well, apparently he's part of an infamous mob family, and they're being relocated because he's in a witness protection program. And it kind of starts off a little funny because, you know, they're in France. And, of course, they're Americans, but they're in France. And she's in the grocery store asking for peanut butter, and they're disrespecting her.
Uh-oh.
She goes
Michelle back, Pfeiffer don't want no disrespect. She's going to kick your ass.
She goes back to a storeroom, lights something on fire with a gas tank, and walks and pays for her stuff and walks out, and the store explodes.
Yeah. I could believe that, Michelle. I like her. I'm still not watching that movie, though.
But De Niro, you know he's a darn good actor.
Not always.
This is one of those not always moments.
Yeah, but they're giving it a 6.4 rating on IMDb.
Dude, it's got... Well, it got a 3-star rating from me because there was some decent parts in there, but majority of the people who have watched it on Netflix is only giving it 3 stars.
I ain't watching it anyways. Things don't... Well, okay, apparently things did blow up, but there's no monsters, there's no boobies, there's nothing there to attract
from that movie. There's no... Yeah, there's no female body parts being seen.
Well, I see Michelle Pfeiffer's arm.
Okay, I mean, but you know what I mean. No, yeah, you know, as you
said. I am aware.
Yeah. I mean, I will laugh because these... 4 guys from the high school think that they're going to get their way with the daughter, and she's just as vicious as all the others. And, you know, they hadn't even done nothing. They just started with the alcohol, not even taking her home, and she gets out and beats the crap out of them.
Well, good for her. I mean, girls should stand up for themselves when shit like that happens, because it's just not cool to try and take advantage of young female peoples just because they're young female peoples. Like, they can kick ass, too.
Well, I will give you, there is some violence
in it. Didn't you hear what I said? They can kick ass, too.
I want to see that.
Dude, you haven't seen that yet? What the hell?
No.
Man, it's available on Netflix by now. I'm sure of it.
No, you know, I this is how bad I want to kick myself. I was watching the store the other day, and I saw it in the $5 bin.
Seriously? And you did not pick that stuff up?
I did not pick it up. I know.
Dude.
I know.
Dude, all I have to say to you is, snap.
Have you seen it yet?
Kick-Ass 2? I saw it in the theater. Dude, it's one of those movies where you have to see it on big screen.
Well, I'll see it on big screen when I get into the house.
Yeah, you'll watch it on the TV. But
no, I got a projector. I'll put it up on the wall.
Same shit, same.
And that's like watching big screen. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Popcorn, sit down, watch.
Yes, sir.
I might watch Attila soon. A buddy of mine's bringing me a copy of it. It's like, okay, I'll watch it for a couple of giggles, and then it's like, I'll watch it all. Hey, just because you just don't have any good taste, young man.
I have a question.
Seven.
Have you seen any of the new Doctor Who yet? Are they even airing any of the new season stuff?
I don't know if the new season or not, but Jack can probably answer that. I have seen Eccleston as the Doctor, and I seen a little bit of the gentleman who followed after him, but I have not seen after that. I know, exactly, Wardog. That's exactly it. Wardog is agreeing with my comment about the $5 bin.
I had a choice.
Okay, come on. Food, you eat once and it's gone. A movie, you can watch over and over and over again.
I might have to take the movie to the pawn shop to go get more food.
Okay, dude, it's $5. If you don't have enough money to have $5 for a movie and $5 for food, what's wrong with you? You're in Texas. They make pizza there. Oh, right, burritos. Whatever.
See, War Dog knows.
Okay. No, there's always room for $5 for a movie. Wait, that's a movie I've been wanting to see for a long time? I'll get that for $5. Yeah. So War Dog says, yes, there is new stuff playing.
It is playing. Okay.
I know they have a Christmas special that comes out, so I don't know if it's around that or after that.
He's asking.
Who?
Okay, yes, Matt Smith's character is out.
Yeah, Matt's out. There's the new guy.
But I read an article today that they're talking about bringing him back.
Matt Smith is supposedly coming back for a guest appearance at some point.
Is a guest appearance. Okay. I wasn't sure what that was on. Yeah, okay, so nobody knows that there's a new doctor.
Of course they do. Peter Capaldi.
Yeah, I mean,
they know that he's a new doctor.
But the stuff's being filmed, as far as I know. I didn't know if they were airing it yet.
I don't know if it's been aired yet. Doody 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 do doody 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 do doody 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 do 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 do.
Ba-dunk-a-dunk.
Ba-dunk-a-dunk. Dunk-a-dunk-a-dunk. Ba-dunk-a-dunk. Ba-dunk-a-dunk. Okay, what the hell's going on with this one? Whoa! What the hell is that? That's a big blue guy. Stephen Moffat. Who the hell is Stephen Moffat?
Isn't he the writer for that?
Ah, there we go. It might be starting soon.
Okay, so they're not airing it yet. Okay.
No, it doesn't appear that they're airing it yet. Because according to the BBC, see the arrival of the 12th Doctor. Okay. Let's go see the arrival of the 12th Doctor.
Well, he's in the very end of the...
Yeah. You know,
Matt Smith's end, but... Which I think I actually had to laugh a little bit because he's like, I've got kidneys.
Wait. What the hell?
Now, did you hear about Captain Jack Harkness?
They're bringing it back.
Well, they're kind of doing a prequel, or pre-whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be going earlier in his life, but with him still.
No.
No?
No.
No? What is it?
I don't want to watch it.
Why not?
Because.
You don't like Jack Harkness.
I like Torchwood. It was fun.
It was okay. I didn't like the final... I didn't like how it ended.
Blah, whatever. Torchwood was a quirky thing, and it's like it should have just said, open stop, that's it. But that was just an opportunity for them to bring more story, more odd things. Hey, we want to have somebody who's a trisexual. It's like, what?
Yeah, he tried any sexual.
He tried any sexuals. Yes. I didn't even get to check out my comic books yet, so I can't even comment on those. I ran a little late today, so I had to pick up the box, and the box is over there, and I haven't cracked it open. Well, I didn't crack it open yet. I haven't just checked it out yet.
You didn't touch the comics On a Wednesday?
Oh, don't worry. They're going to be read in about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. We have precisely 9 minutes in order to which I get to that point in which I actually start reading a few. But it wasn't too many this week. So it's like...
How many is it?
I don't know. I haven't pulled it out of the box yet.
You know, it's not too many.
Because the box is not that heavy and it didn't cost that much.
Oh.
Dude, it's one box. I get four boxes. It's like, oh, that's going to be a lot of stuff. Today, it's one box.
Gotcha. Today is one. Tomorrow.
I had a thought. It was in my head. I decided to go somewhere else, and now it's dead. There was a word that came to the herd, and I don't know what said because the sheep went and said blah.
Chuck Finley.
I don't know who the hell that is.
That's actually the name he uses over and over as a...
Who does?
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce who?
In Burn Notice.
Bruce who?
Bruce Campbell.
In what?
Burn Notice.
What the hell's Burn Notice?
It was a TV series.
Are you even listening to this show? Like, seriously? Come on, dude.
I was going to ask you a question about the Chuck Finley thing.
Like who? Who the hell is Chuck Finley?
Well, I was going to say, did they use that name in any of the movies he was in other than just that TV series?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
At least not that I'm aware of. I don't care what his name is in any of the movies or shows. It's like, who cares? It's Bruce Campbell. Hey, it's Bruce. What's his name? I don't know. His name is Bruce.
What was his name in the...
Evil Dead? Call me Bruce? His name was Bruce.
No, not that one.
If you mean Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness, his name was Ash. Ashley J. Williams. Housewares. Shop Smart. Shop S-Smart. Give me some sugar. I'll start riffing off a whole bunch of lines from the movie. Good, bad, I'm the guy with the gun.
I'm not giving you any sugar whatsoever. Now, if that's Jackie good, because is here, she can give you sugar.
Who, what?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, I know what you're talking about now. But we're not going there. No, we're not going there. Where are we going to go? This zombie is starting to crash right now, so that's just kind of like, what?
I can tell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I can tell.
Who the hell are you talking to? Don't talk to me. That's not cool, man.
I can tell.
The monkeys have started to get a little persnickety.
I can tell that, too.
And the ducks are talking to him as well.
I can't tell that.
Wait, who's making fun of who's typing? Lair and Lair? Ooh. Yeah, I'm okay. Mike Oldfield just came on in the radio. Hey, cool.
Huh?
Don't worry about it. I'm trying to remember something cool. I saw something cool recently.
You just confused me.
I'm actually in a confusing state of mind, and I'm trying to make that sure. It's like, hey, you know what? Squirrels.
Exactly.
And you know what else? I am going to look up something right now as quickly as zombie can be, because zombie is in a quick, weird movie. Mood? Not in a movie. Oh, hey! Yes! I know what I wanted to say. I want everybody to pay attention, because this is going to be important for people. Book coming out sometime later this year. We hope. We don't know when specifically, but the more details will be brought to bear as it comes available. Poets in Hell. I will have a short story in that about poets. Specifically, what poets did I have in this book? Oh yeah, Caliban. He's my poet. Jack, I believe, who's in the chat room, will have a story in that as well. Larry, I believe, will have a story in that as well. And there's a few other people who've been around that have stories in that too. You should check it out when it comes out. I will share links when that comes out because I'm a shareable person like that. I like to share. I share wherever I can. People should always come over to my Facebook and watch what I'm sharing, because I'm sharing. I share like a sharing zombie kind of guy. I should also probably follow my Twitter, too, but I don't remember what it is right now. Just Google up Zombie Sack. They'll find it.
Pikachu.
No, because that's illegal in 3 states. No, it's not. It's illegal in 13 states. And at some point this year, when the time is perfectly timed and right, I will also have a new poetry book out this year.
Uh-huh. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Me too. I'm waiting to read it. Oh, wait. I already read it. Yep, I did read it.
Was it good?
I would give it 3 dead thumbs out of 3 up. And a tulip.
3 dead thumbs?
3 dead thumbs. What other kind of thumbs are there?
I don't know.
You got 2 hands. You got 2 thumbs. So give a third. It's like, woo!
Where do you get the third one from?
If you have to ask, you have to go and read the book again.
Ah, did you borrow it?
No, I wrote it.
Gotcha.
And wrote it on parchment, on people's flesh. And I took ink, which is their blood, and their enemies, and I slayed them, and I poked them in the eye, and I took my pen, which was a nib with a sharp stick, and I wrote it on the pen, on the pages of the things they wrote with the words. And I use big words, because I like big words. Persnickety, he spelt that wrong.
Can we write a book on toilet paper?
Sure, it's been done.
Be kind of crappy results, though.
No, hold on. I know that one's been done. Yes, there's actually been a couple of books done on toilet paper. Which is funny. A company I deal with called Crumpler, part of their marketing spoofy swag stuff that they give out every once in a while, was a roll of toilet paper with all sorts of pictures of their computer banks on it. And I laughed my ass off when I saw this. Oh, look, my ass, it's not touching that paper. But it was funny. Yes, I am getting a little tired. Wait, no, I'm getting a little revved up. I'm getting tired. No, I'm getting revved up. I don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing? I'm doing this. I'm going to continue expositioning for the next 2 minutes because you know what? I can. And yes, Keenan, I am going to have a story in Poets in Hell.
Poets.
Poets. About poets in hell. Because where else are poets going to be? They're going to be in hell. Why? Because hell is here now, people!
Poets.
No, not poets. No. Poets. Poetifications. Perambulations and permutations of words and combinations of syllables and conundrums and synonyms and things and concepts and metaphors and similes and. Because and is a big word. It's a heavy-duty concept, man. It's the concept of you can have, like, the one thing, and you can have, like, the other thing. And you put them together, and it's like, and, man, together, two diverse, complex, diaphanous word, thing, concept, spiels, just don't necessarily combine it to form into a specific individual, one single entity. Now there was two, now there is one. And powerful word, man. Powerful. And on that note, everybody, I want to say thank you all for coming down. Come on by, check out the Facebook, join the Facebook page, facebook.com/afterrot. Do it now, like it like you like things. Follow the Zombie Zach on the FaceSpace, otherwise on the Twitter, on the Zinger, on the Zapper, and on the Zoomer, and everything else like that.
And then?
Say what?
And then?
And thanks for joining us, Mr. EW, as well.
You're welcome.
And, wow, that's a weird little name in there. Roll the final clip for the evening.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.